everyone.
I'm Brana Breslin.
And I'm Dia Sharma. Welcome to Yana LV, where we're on a mission to normalize mental health discussions and foster a supportive community. Yana stands for You Are Not Alone, and that's exactly what this show is all about. Here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond, we're breaking barriers and challenging the stigma surrounding mental health. Through candid conversations, expert insights, and personal stories, we're exploring the highs and lows of mental health and well-being all together.
Today, we're thrilled to be joined by David Robertson. Although his professional success has included helping FinTech Business Solutions transform during two decades with the company and being named to the Electronic Transaction Association 40 Under 40's list, David's proudest achievement has been founding Joshway in honor of his brother Joshua. The nonprofit's mission is to inspire and support young artists in the Lehigh Valley. His philanthropic service is deeply rooted in David's family values and passion for helping others reach their full potential. So, to get started, can you share the story behind the founding of Joshway and what inspired you to create this nonprofit?
Yeah, first, thank you for having me here. Very cool studio setup. Really grateful that you took interest in our story. But yeah, Joshway was founded about 3 years ago in honor of my little brother, Joshua, who is no longer with us. Just like many young people, he was wrestling with mental health, ended up taking like a Xanax, had fentanyl in it, and you know, we lost Josh. So about 3 years ago, I've always had a servant's heart, always wanted to do something for the youth and was equipped to do a lot, to be of service. And as I started to look at a lot of disturbing statistics, our young people are dealing with a lot. And, you know, we took a sad moment and we recycled that, you know, that heartache, and we turned it into purpose, because there's a lot of Joshes out there that needs us. And we're here to put our hat in the ring to fight for them and be very proactive on this really big issue around mental health. Mm-hmm. And really taking a proactive approach. We're passionate about technology, about innovation, about life skills. And after looking at Josh's life, I realized that, man, if he had a Josh way, he probably would still be here today. So although mm-hmm. we couldn't save Josh, there's thousands of other kids that we can hopefully inspire to help them find their Josh way by demonstrating excellent things, right? So what is Joshway? It's a higher calling. It's like if you want to be, you know, the next Howard Stern or the next radio host, like in this room, maybe a little bit of help, we can help you get there, right? So Joshway is, you know, a higher calling. I always hear the kids say, yo, how do you Joshway, right? And maybe it's a, like I said, a football player, basketball player, doctor, lawyer.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today once again and sharing that with us.
So how did your personal experiences with mental health and addiction influence the mission of Joshway?
Yeah, so for me personally, you know, growing up, obviously we all have our moments. But luckily for me, I've always been able to not get caught up in the web of it, but more a sense like living and watching my little brother struggle through a lot of those struggles and educating myself. Like I remember watching my little brother go through a lot, and I really couldn't connect with him per se, but educating myself, because hey, maybe I don't deal with mental health, or hey, I don't have a substance abuse, that doesn't mean like we shouldn't educate ourselves. So one of my good friends recommended a book, The Big Book. It talks about addiction. As I was trying to fight for Josh and really trying to help him and connect with him at the time, you know, I read that book and I started to realize that a lot of these problems that are that the youth are going through, addiction, you know, really it's like an allergen. It's like it's not their fault. And if I could connect to him and really connect him to the resources to get him, you know, help, not judging and not distancing myself, but really embracing what he was going through, that really helped me to understand truly like what, you know, what everyone is going through in this moment. So I'm a student to just educate myself. And then if I can be a blocking or a resource to help those kids connect and really find the help, then I think we're all pulling together, whether we're struggling with it or not. We can definitely, you know, be there for others that's really dealing with this.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Like you said, I think it was really, really cool the way that you educated yourself and dedicated yourself to help others because of your brother.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's crazy because I like asked everyone, like, you got to read this big book, and knowing that, hey, maybe I'm normal in their opinions, and like, go read it. And it's funny that I've asked so many people to read it like one person read it, and I probably asked like 50 people. So just because we know we're not struggling doesn't mean we shouldn't educate ourselves, because there's always someone close to us that is struggling. And mm-hmm. here's the cool part. The person that actually read the book was able to help their loved one, you know, stabilize and get help. So there's power behind education and knowledge. And that's what I'm a big believer in, is keep your mind always open and, you know, never claim that we know everything. We should always, always be a student to life, because there's so many lessons that's out there to be learned.
Even the way that you gave that book and you recommended it to so many people, and even if one person read it, it still made an impact on someone else's life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what specific challenges do you see young people facing today, particularly in underserved communities?
Yeah, that's a great, great question, especially since Joshua is helping lighting that fire within. You know, I'm 40 years old, but I still have the heart of a young person, and I've toured a lot of schools and broke bread with the kids. And it really breaks my heart to see, you know, there's just a lack of self-confidence, a lack of identity. Like when I see, like, even at being at this radio station, I'm talking to you, two talented individuals, and I'm already watching you and your Joshua. You've already made it. And the fact that I'm here, I get to say I was interviewed by them, right? So I want to just show everyone, the young kids, by demonstrating excellence, like through our mission, demonstrating, not lecturing, talking, but actually living a life in front of these kids, saying, like, you can be anything you want to be. If Steve Jobs was able to change the course of the iPhone, and if Elon Musk was able to change the course of the rocket ship, then, you know, where's that next generation of leaders in the nonprofit space like Joshua to show the kids, like, you're so powerful, believe in yourself when the world is probably telling you not, or your situation at home may be dimming that light. Like, let's be that light to the young kids, and really showing them that they are powerful, and getting them involved and investing in their future. I'll be dead and gone one day, but that next generation behind us, it's up to them to carry on. So what are those dreams? And if we can understand them, and then we're very resourceful through my professional career, then we can show you how to get there. But we got to start dreaming again. And it breaks my heart to see how a lot of the youth, they don't realize how powerful they are. Luckily, Joshua is that match to light that fire.
That's really cool. I like how you said, you like tell me and Dia, like you say, like, oh, like I like their like confidence. They found their Joshua. And I think it's really important to like touch on how, like, you know, we weren't always like this way. And, you know, like growing up, like I was so like not confident. Like I was not like this. Like I was so shy, and I just, you know, I was always told like not to do certain things. And I feel like it is so important. And that's why, kind of similar to Joshua, we're doing this to show other people that, you know, you can do what you want. You are not alone. You know, you, every day is a new day to do something new. It's to do something to challenge what other people are saying. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. We actually say this within our team. We are here to demonstrate that anything is possible if you can believe, right? Mm-hmm. And if you doubt it, then follow us on Instagram and Facebook and all that cool stuff, because all we want to do is just demonstrate excellence to the youth, because I know there's a lot of talk, in which is good, but there's times to just, you know, let's move and demonstrate cool stuff.
Yeah, so, take action.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
From my experience, I was such a shy kid. I wouldn't even go like in front of like the class to present a project. But now we're here talking to so many different people. And I agree with you. I think it's really cool how you inspire others, because you always need someone to kind of show you the capability and possibilities and potential that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just talking to a friend at work today, and you see a lot of people that they're in their Joshua, and their message is like, you can be the next, you know, football player. You can be the next, you know, XYZ, whatever that is. And I put myself in the position of that youth that's sitting there listening to that lecture. And all I can hear in their head is, but how do I get there? How do I achieve that? I want that. That's where Joshua comes in, to help you find your Joshua. And a lot of times it's just understanding the problem, filling the gap, understanding the need, plugging in the resources, because, okay, I think I can be the next, you know, football player, basketball player, whatever, politician, but now how do I get there? And that's where Joshua comes in, and just hopefully guide the youth to that Joshua.
Yeah, as you said before, like, you don't want to lecture, you want to actually help them, which I think is a big part of it.
yeah, last thing I'll say on that is I don't want to talk. Like, the youth have so much information and they're so powerful. Like, I've learned so much through this mission by just listening and understanding your perspective, their perspective. Like, we're working on a financial literacy program, and the whole like approach to it was designed by the youth. It was like, tell me what financial literacy means to you. And just a little teaser, when our book is done, I'll tell the entire world it was designed by parents for our children, right? And I came up with that because I listened to the youth and they are so powerful. I just love learning from that next generation. So it's just so inspiring.
Yeah, I think there is like a lot of doubt sometimes in D&I's generation, you know, in the youth. And I think I would say like social media does probably cause that or play a major part in that. But, you know, I think it is really important to realize that we are like the next generation, you know, we are the future of our planet, you know, and we are going to be the ones making these big changes and are going to be like these future politicians, you said, and basketball players, maybe not me, but
radio hosts.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully.
Influencers. Yeah. 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 Right on.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of doubt that many people can create, but with also having like adult like you that actually wants to listen to our thoughts, listen to our opinions, and actually implement and make a plan to help us achieve that is one of the biggest things and the best things that could happen.
Yeah. Yeah, right on. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does art play a role in the healing and development of the young artists you support?
Yeah, I love that question. Art is such a free gift given to us as a gateway to our healing, our recovery. I look at it as a starting point. Oftentimes I see young people, you know, maybe that voice was muted through trauma or through circumstances or situations, but yet they're telling a story through the pen, through the music, through, you know, an expression of art. And I look at that as opportunities. You know, we have a online program where we're able to take art design and put it on apparel. The shirt that I'm wearing right now was something I designed, where I can take a JPEG file, PNG file, and be able to put it on a shirt and be able to ship that product all over the world. And I love that because I was thinking of someone that I know, a loved one that is dealing with a lot of trauma, and I see the individual writing or drawing, and you can see that the colors are dark. There's a lot going on with inside that individual. They're not really having to speak, say much. But the cool part about that is I always thought of Joshua being a part of that to help the pen turn into words, the word turning to healing, and then overcoming that trauma, overcoming that problem, and then draw again and watch the picture just glow with positivity and light. Now I want that picture, and I want to put that on a shirt, and then I want to send that around the world, champion, you know, that road to healing, recovery. So art is the start of what I see something beautiful as a champion of overcoming obstacles and championing resilience.
Art has so many different mediums, like you said, drawing, I think writing, like poetry, singing, music. I think art has so many different mediums, so it can be expressed in so many different ways and can really truly help a person heal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to take a short break. We're talking with our guest, David Robertson, about Joshua here on Yana LV. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Do you have vinyl albums, 45s, or CDs on your shelves that are taking up space and gathering dust? Why not donate them for a good cause? WDIY will receive profits from the donation, and you can claim a tax deduction. For more information, or to arrange for a drop-off or pickup, call 610-694-8100 or visit WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Yana LV. We're here with David Robertson. Now we'll continue our conversation about Joshua.
Can you describe the types of programs and resources Joshua offers to young people?
Yeah, so Joshua, we're built in a couple areas, right? We love sponsorships, right? So we're thinking about, you know, the youth that may be in underserved communities. You know, we always thought like the youth got to stay busy. And so first thing is, you know, we love, you know, to sponsor the youth around any skills. But the core of, you know, our mission is life skills. So, you know, we're collaborating with a lot of communities within the Valley. You know, our vision is to help those communities fill gaps. You know, if we go into a community and we're looking for the pillars that we're passionate about, example, financial literacy, and if we're noticing that you're not teaching that, like, that's a missed opportunity. So we want to come in and plug in our financial literacy course. In addition to that, another pillar is public speaking. So Toastmasters for the Youth, incredible program. We find that we're not teaching that within the communities that exist. Another gap, we want to fill that along with mindfulness and substance abuse education, mental health education. We do have a Northampton Community College scholarship, a Joshua scholarship that we just completed about 2 weeks ago. And so all these things are just things that we believe that every community should be teaching. We also realize that maybe the resources are limited. So as you know, we identify those gaps, it's our honor and privilege to go into those communities and help them fill those gaps. And the way we do it is very creative. We're big in experiences. For an example, like if we do financial literacy, it's all about, you know, like I said, our course is designed by parents for our children. We talk about values. We talk about things that I would teach to my kiddos, you know, Miles and Luca. But after that, hey, let's go have fun, which is why we take the youth to the local Apple store where the kiddos learn how to use, numbers, which is a powerful tool to complement the lessons that they learned through Joshua. So those are our pillars. And like I said, when we do go about it, it's very thoughtful, creative. We're just proud of what we're doing and we want education to be fun and innovative.
Yeah, I really like how like you make it interactive, like the Apple store. Like I wouldn't even thought of that, like trying to make like something to connect with the youth. And I think that's really cool.
We did this about 2 weeks ago. We actually did Procreate where, we had about 15 young people, which is cool because we're integrated into all the communities. Like we thought about as we launched our mission, why would we start another community when there's so many awesome ones out here? They're beautiful. They're great, you know, inspiring. So let's be a service. And it was cool that we were able to gather like 15 of the youth, about 15 to 20, and they were all coming from various communities. Like anything we do, we want to show unity, showing that we're stronger together than apart. But to see the youth in front of that big, awesome like screen at the Apple store, taking a selfie and then turning that into a paint done by an Apple Pro, knowing that we collaborated and we made that a reality. I mean, these are the cool things that we have up our sleeve, that we have so many of these, opportunities to give back to the youth and to the communities that would have us.
So how do you identify and reach out to the young artists who could benefit from Joshua's programs?
Yeah, so because we strategically placed ourselves within the communities, a few, Boys and Girls Club, Valley Youth House, El Sistema, you know, to name a few, they've been so gracious to open their community to us. So we collaborate with them and just, you know, through those organizations, we're able to reach the youth and say, hey, we're working on a Joshua experience. And once we've kind of put all the pieces together, we send the invite. And it's just really cool to see how the community has been kind to our vision and how they've always showed up for us. And we're slowly getting into more and more communities throughout the Lehigh Valley. And there's a few that's beyond the valley, which is pretty cool as well.
Yeah, I think that's really awesome how you started in the Valley and now you're spreading it, and the idea that you're all collaborating together and they're supporting your vision, and you could really see the potential in those youth communities is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty cool.
So can you share any success stories of young artists who have benefited from Joshua?
Yes, I love this question. I'm wearing this Moon Man bracelet. I owe the two of you one of these. there's a young artist in the Valley. Her name is Sage. If you're listening to this, I'm super proud of you. You're doing awesome work. When we started Joshua, you know, someone told me about this young artist. She's 5 years old, probably six now. Beautiful family. And when I found out that she was making bracelets, and the idea behind it was to be positive and shining light, I was like, I have to meet Sage. Aww. Not realizing she was like 6 years old. And of course, this girl is amazing. But when I met that family, I was just like, you gotta make a Joshua mission bracelet. And there's two of them, but one I want a moon man because space is cool. And so she made this moon man bracelet, and she's going throughout the valley, working really hard, the family together, to get these bracelets out and pop up events all over the place. And because I come from fintech, financial technology, we have access to platforms like an Etsy, eBay. Mm-hmm. So I had this idea, like, Sage into the family, I was like, hey, if you can give me a picture of this bracelet, like I can get this online. When someone buys this bracelet, I can send the order to you so that these bracelets can go beyond the valley. So we took this bracelet, we got it online. And now because of our platform, her bracelet has went as far as California, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Florida, because Joshua, we understand technology. We embrace it. We make it part of our mission. So we demonstrated to her, like, you know, using technology can help your business grow. So to see her bracelets going all out there, it's mm-hmm. pretty cool. And then two other artists that you'll see, Emma and Alexis, which is an example of two art pieces that was brought to us in a JPEG file. We were able to take that design, put it on a shirt, and each one has a unique story. So if you go to shop.joshua.org, you'll be able to not only see their design, but we always respect the artists and put their story to the artists. And so moving, you know, Alexis is from the foster care environment. Emma is an inspiring entrepreneur in high school. And to see the story behind the art and being able to help them get their story out all over the world is pretty cool. So those are the three artists that come to mind on how incredible they're doing.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. And I feel like it even shows it doesn't matter how old you are, like 5-6 years old. She's already owning her own company. Like that is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, she's super cool. Yeah.
And I think it's really cool that, like, the bracelets you made, they have a message. It's like she's doing what she really loves, and the way that you could support her through that with your knowledge about financial technology and then spreading it, I think is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and any other artist, it's like, how do I get started? I was like, if you have a design, reach out to us. We'll work with you, you know, to get these artists going. It's like 15 minutes or less. It's just with technology and understanding, it's powerful. So it's pretty cool.
So how do you incorporate feedback from the youth you serve into the development of your programs?
You know, the feedback is great. That's why what we do, which we have one coming up soon, we have what's called Joshua Experiences, being present with the youth and even like with financial literacy, that book that we were talking about. You know, anytime we can be involved in, you know, community events, when we actually host our own Joshua Experiences, so what is that, right? So about in April, we had this idea where we wanted to go to the local ABE hangar, and we had like a fighter jet in the hangar, and we wanted to bring all the youth together of a day of inspiration. So this was more of just like, hey, you want to see something cool? And then have someone speak to them about life. So we have a guest of ours we have access to. Her name is Niloufar. She's the first female pilot from Afghanistan. And she, you know, said, you don't tell me what to do. I want to be a fighter pilot. And she did it. And she helped defeat ISIS and been recognized by the Obama administration and the Trump administration. And she wrote a book. And we asked, hey, would you love to fly up from Florida and talk to the youth, you know, about just, you know, overcoming and, you know, defying everything and finding your Joshua. And so in those environments, yes, it's inspiring, it's fun, it's cool, you know, awesome selfie opportunities, but it allows us to talk to the youth and say, hey, how you doing? What's going on? And, you know, hey, we're dealing with this project. Like, what do you think? So we create these environments so we can get that feedback. And we try to ask the question intentionally because we're trying to solve, you know, a problem for the youth. It was so cool. It was a beautiful day. And it was cool. It was that we were looking for all these dates in April, and there was one date that was available, and it was April the 6th, which was Josh's birthday. So we were able to do something cool and also celebrate, you know, Josh, who is not dead, by the way. He's very much alive through our mission. So that's the cool part.
So how do you maintain your own mental health while running a nonprofit focused on such a sensitive issue?
You know, I believe in anything in life, you got to put the work in. I grew up in Oklahoma. My father was the first Black police officer in Oklahoma, and he's been through a lot and really taught me how to fight my battles. If it's, you know, you look different, or, you know, you're in a rugged environment, he taught me how to do that in the sense of principles, you know, spiritual capital, exercise, running. Your mentality is very important. Vision, dreams is so important, which is why you got to have a vision for your life. Chase that, because no one can take that away from you. He was also like a deacon in the church. I'm from the South, so we're built like all the great boxers. They know how to do three things: take a hit, you know, get back up and play the ropes. And once you master that, you know how to kind of persevere through anything. Like, I lost my brother, you know, recently, about 2 months ago. I lost my mom. My father is battling stage 4 cancer. And so there's things that we can't control. But after all of that, looking inside, and I encourage everyone to look inside and find their why statement. What that looks like to me is, in spite of everything that I've been through, I am that bold warrior that believes in the transformative power of personal change, spreading hope and resilience. And how did I come up with that? It was, I learned to look at the troubles in life, not necessarily as a problem, but as a necessity to grow the leader and the bold warriors within. And that's because I've dedicated myself to mind, body, and soul. And I have a big dream for myself, for Josh Way. Every day is worth living because of that dream.
Yeah, I like what you said a lot. It's so important to just get up and just to keep going. You know, you can have your hard days. We all, you know, need a break some time. And I think it is so important, like you said, to just keep going. You know, we all have our struggles. You know, it's so important to just not listen to everyone else, not focus so much on the negative about your past, and really look at it as, you know, this has shaped who I am, and this is going to motivate me to keep doing what I want to do.
Yeah, and I really liked how you said that there's some things you can't control, because I think that's really true, that there are many things we can't control, and just persevering through it and trying to find a positive in such a negative situation can really, really just change the way things are.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I love about what Joshua is doing, is to help the youth stay busy and invest in their future. So if you're working towards a business and in a shop, like, that's an ongoing journey, right? And so I like the way we structured our programs, because it's an investment that's rewarding, that you can see, that's tangible, but it's not like it's going to happen overnight. So I love that, because when we think about keeping the youth busy, you know, it's a project, and a lot of the things that we're doing is project related. Dream big. That's our, mm-hmm. like the shirt that I'm wearing, Dare Mighty Things, right? When you dare mighty things for yourself, you'll be blown away by what we're capable of doing.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah. So we were talking earlier about how Joshway was founded. You know, it's something that really was, you know, life kind of gave us our nod about. My little brother passed away, 2022, excuse me. And it came by way of a dream, which I thought was very moving. And life speaks to me in numbers and dreams. I was born in Houston and raised in Oklahoma. My parents divorced when I was like 6 years old. So my mom moved back to Houston. And every summer, there's three siblings at the time. Mark, I'm the middle child, and Josh is the youngest child. And that's relevant to this dream, because when my little brother passed away, I was thinking like, hey, how can I respond? Like, I'm not turning this negative into more negative. We got to turn it into a positive, just waiting on timing of life. November the 28th, 2022, in this dream, I'm placed back in Houston, because my brothers and I, we would go back to Houston, visit my mom, and we would always stay with my grandfather. And that was really cool, because my grandfather was like this Texas pit master, right? He's always got the barbecue going. We're Creoles, so the Zydeco music is going. And it was always like a highlight of our summer to go back there. In this dream, I'm back in Houston in the kitchen, and I'm standing there, and my grandfather is actually standing in the corner, and he has this tray of barbecue, and he would always call my little brother a certain name. He would call him, Joshua, what are you doing? Come over here, sit down, you know. And so in this dream, he has this tray of barbecue, and he's screaming out to Joshua, Joshua, come in here, it's time to eat. Joshua, come in here, it's time to eat. That name starts to loop. Joshua, Joshua, Joshua. And that's when it clicked. Joshua, wait, Josh's way was to live his life through art, music, basketball. He was a musician. He was an awesome kid. He just never found his Joshua. So when I heard that, I was like, that's it. My grandfather used to call him that. And it just connected. And then you look at the timing of that dream, November the 28th, 2022. It was beautiful, because if you look at the year 2022, that's actually four numbers, and you add up the twos, it's six. April the 6th, 1989 was Josh was born. How crazy is that, right?
Yeah.
And then November is my birthday month, and then the 28, 8 and 2 is 10, and 6 and 4 is 10. And so you saw the timing acknowledgement there, and then I went online and went to joshway.org, and that was available in this big world. And so when your mission starts with a dream like that, then you know that you're going to win and you just got to move. Mm-hmm. And so when you had that dream along with a loss of a brother and then seeing the statistics of the need for the youth, you put all that together and a group of capable young leaders like Joshua, yeah, we can do a lot for the youth and we're here to be of service to them.
I think the symbolism that you talked about, like the timing of your dream, the year of your dream, and how was Josh's birthday, and then the way that it just kind of all clicked, I think it was truly meant to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're out of time for this episode. Thank you so much, David Robertson, for joining us this evening. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. You can find past episodes and other public affairs programs at WDIY.org, on the WDIY app, and on major podcast platforms. I'm Bronna Breslin.
I'm Dia Sharma.
And this is WDIY 88.1. We'll see you next time on Yana LV. And remember, you are not alone.
If you enjoyed this program, please go to WDIY.org. or the WDIY app to share or become a WDIY member.